Hello, Prestige Heads, and welcome to American Prestige. I'm Danny Bessner, here as always, my friend and comrade, Derek Davison, and we also have a little member of the pod.
You might be hearing him a little bit. That's me.
So apologies in advance, but we're very excited to be joined once again by Natalie Schur. Natalie, I'm sure you already know who she is, but she is also a writer and researcher, and we've invited Natalie to talk about Havana Syndrome. So Natalie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me back.
So Natalie, why don't you remind people of what Havana Syndrome is? They probably have a sense of what it is, but maybe you could start the story at the beginning and let us know.
Sure. So the story starts in late 2016, early 2017. Essentially, several people who are working under diplomatic cover in Havana, who are mostly part of the CIA, not every single one, but most, in late 2016, shortly after Trump's surprise election, which, you know, by the way, was obviously set to trigger a complete change in diplomatic and professional realities for the people living there, started reporting a range of unusual symptoms, unusual, they say, for them. Fatigue, headaches, tinnitus, that's ringing in the ears, extreme brain fog, some chronic pain, a large number of things. And some of the earliest cases, people reported that they were experienced right after hearing a really loud, scary ringing sound. Right away, people start thinking, oh, this could be acoustic weapons. Acoustic weapons was some of the earliest way that this was described. Not too long after, studies found that the ringing, which was recorded by several different people, the ringing is actually a species of cricket that was mating at the time. And it was, you know, the acoustics bouncing off walls and stuff. But by the time people came to understand this as a potential attack, it was very quickly reported to the rest of the diplomatic corps and U.S. government workers there that this could be an attack. If you start to feel any strange symptoms, it could be a mysterious acoustic weapon attack. Let us know. Of course, that sparks several more reports. Eventually, it becomes the pretext for pulling pulling a bunch of embassy workers out of Cuba, for completely changing our political orientation toward Cuba. And then cases of Havana Syndrome, allegedly Havana Syndrome, people who also report experiencing unusual sounds, sometimes associated with a ringing noise or an odd sound, sometimes not.